plate a potential nugget.
And talking about motivation, Ayelet, you talk about the role of incentives in us achieving our goals. And as a student of careers, you know, I'm curious about the question, you know, if you had all the money, what would you do with your time? And some of the leaders I work with in midlife are at that point where they've made adequate money, but they're still figuring out what to do with their time. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, your observations of people and journeys where, you know, they hit a point where the financial metrics are taken care of. Now they need to find other motivators to move forward. How do you, how do you observe some of these people, and what have you observed working as they find a new compass to guide them?
So here what we know, what makes people feel good, what makes them satisfied with their lives, with whatever they do, is not usually reaching the goal, is pursuing that, is making progress, okay, is being on the path to get somewhere, okay? And to the extent that we feel that we are making fast progress, that things are moving faster than we expected, then we are happy with our life, then we feel that things are good. So it's not really the static condition of I have reached my goal. It's the way there and the extent to which I feel that the way there is working. Why is this relevant? Well, for many people, feeling like you have reached your goals is not a satisfying experience. Okay, if you were hoping to achieve something and you worked really hard and then you achieved it by, I don't know, like age 30, then what else? Okay, what will happen in the rest of your career? What is the next challenge? It could be that you have made more money than you planned to. It also could be that you had an idea and you're done exploring it. Okay, you had a product that you wanted to develop and everything worked great and you were able to create the right team to develop this product, and you developed this product and you sold it to someone, and now what? Okay, and now you have the crisis. Now you have the emptiness that we often feel when we are done with our goal. Okay, you talk about career. Many parents feel that when their kids leave home. Okay, just like I was very invested in that goal for a long time, and it's kind of done. And maybe I did an amazing job, and maybe my kids are very happy in their adult lives. But what's now for me? Okay, what motivates me in the morning?
And actually, a related point you make is about, you know, harnessing the, you know, gratification in the moment, right? Rather than thinking too long term in terms of goals, right? I like the point you make. Focus on the crunchiness of the carrot rather than the long term health benefits. Can you talk a little bit about that? Just enjoying the activity and enjoying the moment, and not getting carried away by the significance of what we're doing.
So the best predictor of engagement in just basically everything is intrinsic motivation. And intrinsic motivation is the feeling that you get that when you're doing something that feels right at the moment, okay, when you want to do it for the sake of doing it, not really for any long-term purpose. Now, you know, for most of the goals that we set, when we try to motivate ourselves, we do start from the point of wanting to be in a different place than where we are now. Okay, so we're not 100% intrinsically motivated. It's not like reading the most interesting book, watching an amazing movie, or having a terrific meal. It's wanting to get yourself somewhere. But what predicts the extent to which you can stick to the way there, okay, you can stick to the means that you set, is often the extent to which they feel right to you at the moment, that you feel that there is purpose, that it's fun, that it's something that you do with the people that you like. I just give you different examples for ways in which people say, I like doing what I'm doing.
If there's one thing that I've learned from all the conversations of the podcast, it is the fact that you can play to your potential, but you can't really work to your potential. That leads us to the question of what is play and how do we discover it. The other thing to mention here is that whenever we hit a point of discontinuity, like achieving financial independence, it can be like a positive life quake, and it might require us to re-evaluate our priorities ground up. In this context, I love the framework of Professor Stu Friedman of Wharton, who talks about four domains of life: self, work, home, and community, and how we need to harmonize across these four domains at various points in our lives. Do tune into my conversation with Stu if this is of interest. You can find him in the guest section at playtopotential.com. I also like the perspectives from Bruce Feiler, author of the book Life is in the Transitions. He says something very interesting about ABCs of meaning and how we might want to reorganize our priorities when we hit such an inflection point.
There are kind of three pillars we have to how we make meaning in our lives. I call them the ABCs of meaning. And the A is agency, what we do or make or create. The B is belonging, our relationships, our colleagues, our friends, our loved ones, our co-religionists, the people we volunteer with. And then the C is a cause, a calling, a purpose, sort of something higher than ourselves. So we all have a way that we kind of balance these. I'm an ABC. I'm a writer, so I'm very agentic. I'm very involved with family and a very active dad. And cause is kind of less important to me. My wife, Linda Rotenberg, who started and runs an organization called Endeavor that supports high-impact entrepreneurs in 50 countries around the world. She's very cause-oriented. She gives back to entrepreneurs all over the planet. Then she's very agentic because she's, you know, a founder and a builder and a social entrepreneur. Relationships, you know, she tolerates the rest of us. So she's like a CAB. So what tends to happen when we go through a life quake is that we rebalance. Like maybe we've been working very hard and we want to spend more time with our family, or maybe we've been a caretaker or caring for an aging relative or a child, and maybe we're now moving on from that and we want to give back. Or maybe we've been giving back in our career and we want to do something more for ourselves. So what tends to happen in these life quakes is, because they are sort of breaks in the normal, they are opportunities, and in some ways I would even say obligations, to rethink what's most important to us, and allows us to kind of breathe, take stock, and maybe then shift our priorities somewhat.
Back to what Ayelet says, I guess this pursuit of the where to go needs to be a healthy combination of discovering direction and some exploration around what feels like play, so that you can keep the motivation for the long journey. On a personal note, people often ask me why I do this podcast. The honest answer that emerges for me, at least till now, is that this feels like play. My hope is to build this to perpetuity and see how this library evolves over the next several years and decades. Maybe this will change as time goes by, but for now, I plan to march on. Thank you for all your attention and your support along the way.